"We'll do it this evening," he said. I straightened suddenly. I admit that I was less than ready for this announcement. I wanted to reply to the Canadian, but words failed me. "We agreed to wait for the right circumstances," Ned Land went on. "Now we've got those circumstances. This evening will be just a few miles off the coast of Spain. It'll be cloudy tonight. The wind's blowing toward shore. You gave me your promise, Professor Aronnax, and I'm counting on you." Since I didn't say anything, the Canadian stood up and approached me. "We'll do it this evening at 9 o'clock," he said. "I've alerted Conseil. By that time, Captain Nemo will be locked in his room and probably in bed. Neither the mechanics or the crewmen will be able to see us. Conseil and I will go to the central companionway. As for you, Professor Aronnax, you'll stay in the library 2 steps away and wait for my signal. The oars, mast, and sail are in the skiff. I've even managed to stow some provisions inside. I've gotten hold of a monkey wrench to unscrew the nuts bolting the skiff to the Nautilus's hull, so everything's ready. I'll see you this evening." "The sea is rough," I said.
"Admitted," the Canadian replied.
"But we've got to risk it. Freedom is worth paying for. Besides, the longboat's solidly built, and a few miles with the wind behind us is no big deal. By tomorrow, who knows if this ship won't be 100 leagues out to sea? If circumstances are in our favor, between 10 and 11 this evening, we'll be landing on some piece of solid ground, or we'll be dead. So we're in God's hands, and I'll see you this evening."